More than 30 schools are vying to recruit students from Milwaukee's Cardinal Stritch University, which announced its closure earlier this month. It's Monday, April 24th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, we've got the latest on the plans for next year's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. And Gabby Vinnick reports on the rescue of dozens of loons after the birds fell to the ground because of weather conditions. Stay with us.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on. And in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
More than 30 colleges and universities are vying for students impacted by the upcoming closure of Cardinal Stritch University in Milwaukee. Rich Kramer reports the schools are trying to make the transfer process as seamless as possible.
Five private colleges and universities in Wisconsin have signed teach-out agreements with Cardinal Stritch that offer direct admission and the same tuition students have paid at the 85-year-old school. Lakeland University is one of those. President Beth Borgen says a similar agreement was forged when Holy Family College in Manitowoc closed 3 years ago.
So really it's the guaranteed admission, the seamless transfer. We promise similar financial aid packaging. And also the time to degree completion. We wouldn't want someone to come here and have to repeat another year.
Transfer agreement talks are underway with more than 30 others. Earlier this month, Cardinal Stritch President Dan Scholes announced the school will close at the end of the spring semester in May. Its final graduation ceremony will be held May 21st. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Major flooding is expected to occur this week along the upper Mississippi River. The National Weather Service is predicting that it could be the most serious flooding since 2001. The Mississippi is expected to crest in La Crosse and communities north of La Crosse this Friday, and it's predicted to crest in communities south of La Crosse to Guttenberg, Iowa by May 2nd. The flooding is predicted to be a top five event all time on the Mississippi. The National Weather Service says moderate flooding is expected everywhere else. Flood advisories are in place until tomorrow night in northern Wisconsin, and flood warnings are in place through at least midweek for other rivers, including the Wisconsin River below Wausau, the Wolf, the Menominee, the Chippewa, the Black, and the Yellow Rivers. The Fort Atkinson School District in Jefferson County will have 45 fewer positions next year. The cuts to teachers and other key staff members are a result of voters rejecting an $8 million referendum for a second time. The measure would have allowed the district to increase its revenue over Wisconsin's local tax limits. Jason Demarath is the district's director of business services. At the April 20th school board meeting, he discussed the cuts.
We might be hard-pressed to find a better illustration of how the public school funding system in Wisconsin at the state level is broken, and how it is up to the people in this room and in this community to decide through a local referendum whether or not their local public schools are funded.
In April, 69 districts asked for tax increases to borrow money for new buildings or to exceed state revenue limits. Only 55% passed. That's the lowest since 2010. A new website is available for local and statewide businesses interested in work at the 2024 Republican National Convention. The Milwaukee Host Committee is looking for a wide range of services for the event, from electricians to catering companies to cleaning crews. When businesses use the websites, they'll be added to a database. Allison Prangy is the senior advisor for the 2024 Milwaukee Host Committee. During a press conference, she said that database will be a helpful tool for them.
It lets us be able to identify who those people are and be able to reach out to them as opportunities come and are made available.
The database will also be used by the city's Tourism Bureau for future events and conventions. The RNC is expected to draw 50,000 visitors to Milwaukee and have a $200 million economic impact. A 100-year-old creek crossing in La Crosse County collapsed under a fertilizer truck recently. As Hope Kerwin reports, local officials say rural communities need more support to maintain and repair this kind of infrastructure.
Federal regulations dictate the maintenance of bridges and allocate federal funding to repair them. But crossings smaller than 20 feet don't qualify. It's up to municipalities or counties to fund their maintenance. Mike Hesse is chair of the town of Farmington, where a crossing recently collapsed. He says the town knew the structure was rusting and had tried to apply for a state grant to repair it.
The needs are so great that structures like this on smaller town roads that don't see a lot of daily use, we just fall through the cracks.
The Wisconsin Towns Association is asking state lawmakers to fund an inventory and safety assessment of these structures in the next state budget. They hope the legislature will also create more permanent funding opportunities for these projects. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin is almost a third of the way towards Governor Tony Evers' goal of planting 75 million trees by the end of the decade. The state planted nearly 13 million trees last year alone. The governor issued an executive order in 2021 directing the State Department of Natural Resources to work with public, private, and nonprofit groups to meet that target. DNR Chief State Forester Heather Berkland says trees are a natural way to combat climate change.
They not only provide clean air, prevent erosion, clean water, provide wildlife habitat, recreational opportunities, and then sequester carbon and pollution. So we receive so many benefits from even just one single tree to a complete forest.
The tree planting initiative is expected to store nearly 29 million metric tons of carbon dioxide over the next half century. That's roughly equal to the emissions released by 6 million vehicles each year. And finally, wildlife rehabilitators in Wisconsin are asking the public to keep an eye out for stranded loons during what some call a loon fallout. Gabby Vinnick says rehab groups have rescued more than 25 of the birds in the past week.
The loons have been found on the ground in the woods and cow pastures. Rescue groups say the migrating birds are forced to earth when they become coated with ice while flying at high altitudes. Because loons are built to swim and dive, their legs are set far back on their bodies. Once on the ground, they can't walk and are helpless. Marge Gibson is the founder and director of Raptor Education Group. She blamed the cold spring weather.
The higher you go, it's colder, you know, at altitude. And of course, they're flying at altitude. They're not flying low to the ground.
Gibson says anything that challenges the loon population in Wisconsin is noteworthy because it's declining. She's asking people to call a local wildlife rehab group if they find a downed loon. Gabby Vinnick, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.